Okay. But first, the big news of the day is that we found Louis Anderson. And this time, it's not in a rerun of a TV show that was made in 2001. Is that when that was?
The funny things kids do.
I thought it was like 1997.
Was it that old?
Yeah.
Okay, it was pretty old. But since he got replaced by Richard Karn on Family Feud, it's been like, where's Louis at? Where is Louis?
Don't we have like a theme song for this?
For talking about Louis Anderson?
We found Louis Anderson topics. No?
I forgot to bring it.
Okay.
I left it at home. I was just listening to it all weekend. World Series of Poker, right? You spotted them first.
Mm-hmm.
You were the first person in the world to spot him. The World Series of Poker. And what, he got suspended or kicked out for a little bit or something? 10-minute penalty, something like that?
Yeah.
Because he was just cussing constantly?
He dropped a few too many F-bombs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like, was he just using it like a Quentin Tarantino style where you just work, you're working F in this and F in that in there a whole lot? Or
I don't know.
Or is it more like, you know, kind of, you know, I got a bad hand type of expletives? Any idea?
Well, it'll probably be on TV like in October.
Yeah, why do they take so long to put this on TV?
Because they got to edit it.
Like 50 million camera shots, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Louis Anderson's table. And he was actually doing very well for a while, right?
He was in third place for a while.
With like 14,000 chips, is that right?
17.
Is that right? 17,000 chips?
Yeah.
Is that a lot?
For that stage of the tournament, yeah.
And now he's out.
He's done now.
Within a couple hours, he blew it all.
Probably
all in.
Ten hours.
All in. He goes all in on a pair of twos or something.
Yeah.
Hey.
Jeez. Did you see that picture I showed you?
Was he wearing glasses and smoking a cigar or something? What was
going on? I don't know what was going on. He looked like, what's that guy who played Capote?
Oh, God.
He looked like that guy.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
80 years older.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe part of the reason he got out of it was he needed it's in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So he needs to go, you know, score some male prostitute.
What?
It's Louis Anderson, right?
Yeah.
That's his forte.
But he can do that anywhere, not just Vegas, right?
Yeah, but it probably got the best of him after a while. You know, he's drinking, he's dropping F-bombs, you know, he's riding high, he's like, yeah, you know, and then, boom, he gets
everybody's gunning for him.
Gets a thought of somebody in his head, and there he was. Jennifer Tilly plays, too?
Yeah.
Huh.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, I see that. Huh. And Martin Short was there, but not the real Martin Short. It was some other dude.
Oh.
So, do you actually know all the stars and stuff from the World Series of Poker? Do you know people? Who's this guy? I don't recognize his name. Loser! For not recognizing his name and claiming to be a poker fan.
There's 8,000 players.
Yeah. You know, a friend of mine in Kansas City, who his friend is, she's a dealer out at the World Series of Poker.
Like right now?
Yeah, right now. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I guess she must have been a pretty good dealer. I guess she was dealing at like Harrah's or somewhere in KC, and then they had a tryout for it or something like that. And so she's like, okay, I'll give it a shot. So she went and tried out, and she got it. What's a good dealer have to do? I mean, aren't you just dealing cards and stuff?
If you're fast and you don't accidentally flip cards over when you're not supposed to, that helps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go on. General tipping off of people's hands isn't good.
Pretty hands, that always helps. If you have like a bunch of calluses and like hairy moles and stuff, not good.
Oh. So if you have like a inch wide, like a full knuckle covering mole with hair growing out of it.
I'm not going to be a dealer.
No.